This is Dalton Mahan with the Wolverine Buzz, a podcast intended for UVU students by students.
Well, hi everyone.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Wolverine Buzz. I'm Tevin.
And I'm Sam.
And today we have another episode for you.
Yes, we do. Another great episode full of great things.
Yep. We've got Addison Black, who works in marketing and graduated from UVU, as our interview today.
Yes.
And also like a special little treat near the end.
Yes, of something coming up this new year.
Yep. Something we're going to...
Great.
Something we're going to try. But getting started with us, Wolverine Buzz, you can follow us on Instagram at Wolverine_Buzz.
Yes, that will give you an update of all when the new episodes come out and some good stuff.
Yeah, just random information. And you can message us and talk to Cody Lynn.
Yes,
Cody's our Instagram guru. Yes. And then with zone activities, we've got our Thursday night watercoloring and salsa bar at 6:30 p.m. in the demo kitchen.
Yes, so if you want more information about that or the zone's activities, because they have a bunch, you can follow them on Instagram at actionlearning.uvu.
Yeah, because I think they've got like at least 6 activities a week.
Yeah, at least one every day. So
yeah, so go check it out.
And free food at most of them. So
almost all of them.
Yeah.
And actually, speaking of free food, we've got crepes with the student body president, which is Tuesday at 12 p.m. at the UVUSA office.
Yes, so go get some crepes with Karen.
Which, where is the UVUSA office? Is that just right below where we record? Right.
Yes. In
the building that has the gym and
wellness center.
The wellness center building, yes. Yeah.
So down by all the video games, I believe, there's like a big glass wall.
Can't miss it. I think it even says UVUSA on it.
Yeah, they'll have signs that get you there too. But going along with that, we have the Study Abroad Expo. So for all you people who want to travel a bit, it is on the 19th and 20th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the L.A. Concourse. So just that big hallway as you're coming into school in the L.A. building.
Yep. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of doing a study abroad?
I about did one.
Really?
Yeah. Like I had my ticket and everything, but then didn't work out in the end.
Oh, that's
kind of sad.
Bummer.
But
yeah. Right on. And then it's going along, I guess, with study abroad. We've got the Career and Internship Fair, which is January 26th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom. So if you're graduating, needing some internship credit or whatnot, that's where you go.
Or you just want to get a nice internship early on, be the...
Just break the curve.
Break the curve. Yeah, or be a overachiever.
An overachiever. Yeah, you want to get somebody their coffee when you're fresh out of high school. Anyway.
Yes. But anywho, so we have a Martin Luther King service on the 21st from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Science Building Atrium. That is going to be part of the MLK Service Week that the Family Science Club will be putting on, and they will be assembling small boxes of non-perishable foods for the refugee organization. So if you want to help, just reach out to the Family Science Club.
Yeah, go out there and help. I mean, I forget that it's Martin Luther King Day today, and none of us are in school, so like, I hope you're all doing well.
Hope you're enjoying the holiday.
Your second Monday of school being back this semester and you have it off. But yeah, remember MLK and whatnot. And who's our interview today?
Ooh,
so Addison Black, right?
Yes. She works in marketing and graduated from UVU, I believe, last year.
Something like that.
Yes. And, around there, maybe.
And Dalton got to talk to her, so we'll just jump right into that right now.
Awesome. So my name is Dalton Mahan. I'm here with Addison Black, a graduate from UVU from last year, 2021. And now that we're in 2022, it's a little bit interesting moving on. But now Addison has moved on in her life as well, has become a little bit successful in working with Snapchat. And you're also working with the new glasses, the camera glasses that Snapchat's working on developing.
Yeah. So, I graduated last spring from UVU. I graduated with a degree in PR and a minor in marketing. And then I moved to New York following my graduation. And now I work for an agency out here. And primarily my work is with Snapchat on their new smart glasses called Spectacles.
And then New York, why New York? Because that's a big change from where Utah to New
from
York.
From Utah
big
Valley. Yeah. So I just knew that a lot of the opportunities that I was after would be out here. And then also the job that I'm working in now is based out of New York. So my husband and I moved here following graduation. He graduated from BYU at the same time that I graduated from UVU, and we made the move.
Gotcha. And then did you have Snapchat as like initial plan to join Snapchat when you were moving out there, or was that something you found along the way?
That was something I found. So I moved out here and I started with a startup company out here and then quickly made some connections and moved over to working with this agency, and I got put on the Snapchat account.
Okay, there you go. That's so cool. That's awesome. And then do you want to explain so you recently graduated. What are some of your future goals that you have now that you like are out of high school, college?
Yeah. Some future goals. Right now, the pandemic has made it tricky, and I feel like everybody's in the same boat a little bit with that. But some future goals, we are doing some digital events with Snapchat right now, and I have some goals in the future to move them to some more large scale in-person events once the pandemic finally ends. So we're doing those kind of events in the future to promote the new AR that Snapchat's using with the smart glasses. So that's a big goal. I would love to continue working with the company to build the brand, and then potentially the distant future to eventually maybe start my own agency, but we'll see where that goes.
That'd be super cool. So, and you took out your degree in what again? Sorry.
Yeah. I got my degree in PR. So public relations PR. From the communications department. Uh-huh. And I got a minor in marketing.
Gotcha. So you're working with your degree now, would you say?
Yes, I am. Which was super cool. I had a internship that turned into a job. I worked for a company in Utah before moving out here called Little Giant Ladders. And I did their social media I started as a PR intern, and then I moved quickly into a full-time position with social media and influencer work. And then from there, I was able to get some relevant experience so that I could get a job within my field when I graduated. And that was super, super useful. And I would recommend that to anybody who is going to school to start working in your field before graduating. That was like the best thing ever.
Yeah. So you had an internship. You want to explain a little bit about that internship, your experiences, some knowledge you gained. Were you a little bit doubtful going on the internship? Because I feel like we think of internships and we're like, oh, that's going to take time away from schooling kind of thing.
Totally. So the summer after my sophomore year at UVU, going into my junior year, I knew the internships were going to be really important. So I started looking for them, and I had a connection at a company in Utah Valley called Little Giant Ladders. And so I applied there. I got that internship. And so the summer of, what would that even be? I think it's 2019, maybe. Yeah, 2019.
It's all a blur.
Right. I know the pandemic has made time so weird. But the summer of 2019, I got this internship and worked as a PR intern. And very quickly, the CMO at Little Giant liked my work on social media, and they were in the middle of a total digital rebrand. And so they moved me from that internship into a full-time position doing social media and an influencer work in the fall. So I started my junior semester. I was working full-time doing all of that. And then I was going to school. Luckily, UVU has some really great online options. And so I did primarily online work at UVU, and I was able to balance it. But yeah, it was tricky. I feel like it's a busy schedule for anybody, but I mean, you get credit for, obviously, for your internships at UVU, which is really nice. And it was required for my degree anyway. And so I used that credit, and then it really was what helped me get a job after graduating. And so I don't regret that semester of busyness at all.
No, that's good. That's good that you were able to recognize the fruits of what would come from taking that internship and that opportunity and then going with it as well. Because I feel like when we there's so many internships we're offered here at UVU, let alone in the Valley. And mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be with UVU, because the Little Giant, they're not associated with UVU, are they?
No, they are not. I mean, they definitely had connections. And so I didn't end up getting the internship through the UVU internship department. However, I know they had connections, so it probably would have worked out that way anyway if I would have gone to the internship department. UVU is great that way. But yeah, any internship is seriously the best thing ever.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. And then, okay, got it. And now that you were Miss University, yeah, for the university?
I was Miss UVU. Yeah. So that Miss hallway UVU. In UVU that you walk down that all those pictures are on, that was me. Yeah, that was a great scholarship opportunity. And anybody who is looking for an amazing opportunity to get scholarship money, get involved with UVU and the UVU Student Council, to go to cool UVU events, highly, highly recommend Miss UVU or Mr. UVU for all of the guys out there.
Awesome. I'm not sure if we still do that. I know we have a student body and everything, but I'm not sure if it's the Miss UVU or Mr. UVU still. I'm not sure.
I think you guys do. I've been following it, but I don't know. I could be wrong. I haven't kept up tabs with it as well as I probably should.
And so my next question is, we started a new year, new resolutions and stuff. What are some goals that you have set for yourself for this new year?
Oh, goodness. So I try to not set super strict resolutions at the beginning of the year, just because, I mean, we all know how resolutions tend to go. The first month's mm-hmm. really strong. The second month, you've got in. By the third month, they might be gone. You're done. That's just me. Yep. So I'm more of a try to set resolutions daily or weekly to, you know, keep working on. However, I do like, you know, little positive sentiments to start the year on. So I definitely want to start this year and work on patience. Living in New York, it is something that you have to be good at. There are a lot of people and there's a lot going on. So it can be very quickly to get overwhelmed, to get angry that New York, you know, what everybody hears. Yeah, I'm walking here, you know, get out of my way, that kind of stuff. It's very real. It's very, very real. And so I'm definitely working on patience. I am working at my position with COVID. Things have been remote and then they've been in office and, you know, all over. So making sure that I can stay motivated and focused while transitioning from in office to at homework and back and forth. That's really important to me this year. And among a bunch of other things that I, you know, should probably be working on, but we'll stick with those for now.
Okay. That's so cool. And then I'm sure there's a bunch of things that you like personally that you have as well, goals. But my next question is, what achievements have you accomplished after? I feel like moving to New York is an achievement in itself, because you have to, like you said, you have the people, big city, moving mm-hmm. from Utah Valley to, I'm not sure where you came before, if you grew up in Utah or not, but
yeah. Achievements. Yeah. So New York was big. I always knew I wanted to be out here. I just knew that the opportunities, especially for my degree, are more promising out here, but there always are opportunities, you know, other places. I'm not saying that New York is the end all be all. But yeah, I just knew I wanted to move out. I was looking for jobs the last semester I was at UVU, and that process was kind of crazy. I grew up part-time in Utah. I also grew up in Las Vegas. And so, and then I went, of course, to UVU and was in Utah for the last 4 years before I moved here. And yeah, that move was crazy, kind of big, kind of random. I received a job and they needed me in 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, my husband and I packed up our life and I flew across the country and he drove with all of our stuff. And I know he's a saint. I had to be out here.
Bless his soul.
I started looking for apartments and yeah, that was a crazy move. Getting the job that I have now with the agency I work at, the agency is called 1,000 Heads, and being put on the Snapchat account, I felt like that was something I was really looking forward to, and you know, being able to work with a company that does have some weight behind it. And this, it was definitely something that is a resume builder and something that I can gain some really relevant experience from. So that, that was great. And then, yeah, just acclimating to New York life and everything that comes with it, I feel like has been a hurdle that I've been proud of through 2021.
That's good that you have some obstacles that you are able to look back at and recognize that was an obstacle. I achieved a lot there and now I'm here kind of thing.
Thank you.
My next question. So what achievements at UVU did you achieve?
Yeah. So I was really proud of the Miss UVU, title. That one, I mean, that really helped me get through school. Miss UVU is a full scholarship for a year of tuition. Which was huge. It helped me get through school, without, you know, having to stress about the income and the tuition that comes, which is huge for a lot of people I know. And then I also was able to, before I went to UVU, I was able to get the Sterling Scholarship Award that Utah presents, which also gave me, a big scholarship at UVU, which I recommend if you're in high school and going for scholarships. That's a great one. And UVU has really great scholarship opportunities there. So I was really proud of that. I was also an RA in college. I worked as an RA at Wolverine Crossing. And
is that a residential advisor?
Yes, that is a residential advisor. Sorry, I should, you know, I should not use the
I think we changed it to RCLs now. RCLs, okay. Residential Community Leaders.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Well, I was a residential community leader at Wolverine Crossing and loved that. Had the best time. It just helped me get involved with UVU students because UVU doesn't have on-campus living or things like that. Everything that you can do to get involved at UVU will make your experience so much better. I know that I definitely missed being on campus when I started doing online school, and it's especially like going into UVU as a freshman or a sophomore, like being involved in all the events that you can be is the best thing you can do.
It's just so much, like they say, it improves your whole like academic like
experience style, yeah,
like by your academic experience by a whole letter grade and everything.
Really? Being involved,
yeah, there's a statistic that says that
makes sense. Yeah, I mean, and UVU is so fun. The student council does such a good job of putting on events. They they have so much going on, that to not be involved, you know, you truly miss out on a great experience.
That's true. Awesome. And then is there any advice you have for like graduates or upcoming graduates or students in general for UVU? Addison, while I got you.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the things that I've said, like do an internship and then see if you can turn it into a job, because those years of experience that I have even before I graduated are helping me get ahead now. You know, I am a new grad considering I graduated in spring of 2021, but I'm saying that I have almost 3 years of work experience definitely helps. And then yeah, go for scholarships as much as you can, get involved as much as you can. Just a lot of what I've been, you know, saying throughout this time. And so, yeah, as much as you can do to, you know, really work on your experience at UVU, but also your experience once you leave and once you graduate is the best thing that you can do while you're in college.
Oh, totally, totally. I feel like if you can start setting that path up now as students, you are going to be more solidified. You're going to be able to like start your career on working on your degree like you have been able to do. You graduated and you were able to continue with your degree, kind of like using your degree in the workforce and stuff. And I feel like that's something that's been, is a big concern for many people, just because they're like, oh, I'm going to take out this degree, but I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to use it till I get like the experience, right? Mm-hmm. And so then you go to an internship.
Oh, yes. Oh, here's a big one. Here's a one that, you know, I think everyone says internships and experience and get involved and all of that stuff. Here's a big one. Like, really work on your LinkedIn. I feel like that's gotten me a lot of opportunities that I have. It's how I got the job. I mean, not all of it, but that's how I got connected with the job I have now. It's how I got my original job when I moved out to New York City. Fill out your LinkedIn, get recommendations from people you already work with, fill out all of your experience, make sure that it's really filled out, because recruiters and job people that are searching for job opportunities are going to be looking for that. So there's a bit of information that maybe is not said all the time.
I definitely should probably go work on my LinkedIn personally, but it's a little outdated.
I get that. I mean, it's easy to let that happen. I do it all the time.
Right. Thank you so much, Addison, for your time. And students, I hope you guys have a great semester. And I hope you're able to use the advice that Addison has given us. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. And that was Dalton and Addison. And I mean, it was cool that she was able to really just jump right into her degree from internships and all that.
So there you go. Get an internship.
There you go. Get an internship with the internship and a career fair. And also with LinkedIn, do LinkedIn as well. Because I was talking to a friend of mine like earlier this last weekend, and he was like, well, why are you only interviewing with one internship? Where's everyone else? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, well, do you have a LinkedIn? And I was like, no. And so, yeah, get LinkedIn, everyone.
Yeah.
The future of social media, your networking network, I guess.
Yes. The social media for your work stuff.
Exactly. And Sam, take us away with our sports stuff.
Oh, so we got some good sports this week. Last week we had some good games, but this week we have men's baseball on Saturday. They'll be playing Lamar University here in Orem at 2 p.m. So
nice, nice. And if sports aren't your thing, which you can always find more about them on gouvu.com, we've got the Norda, which what we've got coming up is the Trey McClellan and the Sounds of Zamar, which is Saturday, January 22nd at 7:30 p.m. And then coming up in the future, we've got the Peking Acrobats, February 8th and 9th at 7:30 p.m. And those are all very interesting things. I'm excited for both.
Just YouTube the Peking.
The Peking Acrobats. It's P-E-K-I-N-G Acrobats.
Yes, they do some super cool stuff. I looked them up. I was very impressed.
Yeah, and for everything the Norda, go to uvu.edu/the Norda. And also be on the lookout for, I guess, a new podcast. Or it's been a podcast before called the Wolverine Sports Buzz Podcast. It's a podcast that I believe is happening by the UVU Review, but it's going to have a name change
pretty soon
going up.
But they go in depth with your sports. So if you're interested in sports, they're your guys.
Yeah. And actually, speaking of like new podcasts and whatnot, we have a new segment for ours right now, or not right now, but coming up
soon.
Called, and it's a new health and wellness segment.
Chloe, the new health and wellness section editor of the UVU Review, brand new position. And so we're going to have her talk a little bit about what she does at the UVU Review. And yeah.
Hi, guys. Yes, I'm Chloe Nielsen. I am the new section editor, like you said, for the health and wellness section. We did a poll of students and different people from our readership asking what they wanted to read about. And the overwhelming response was we needed to talk about health and wellness. So there's a lot of subcategories going on with this section. We're looking at like things like mindfulness, things like mental health, things like physical health, anti-COVID stuff.
COVID its own section.
Yeah. Basically how to avoid COVID in every way you possibly can. Physical fitness, being outdoors. We're going to do a lot of things with Outdoor Adventure Center. So lots of cool new things.
Yes. And so you are in the printed edition, right?
Mm-hmm. And social media.
Social media. Mm-hmm. At UV or UV Review. Is that the handle?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to do that every day. But we also have a Twitter that we're going to start blasting stuff out on.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And we'll also have Chloe on some of our podcast just so that she can teach us a little bit about health and wellness because we don't know much. But
thanks, Chloe, and all you guys with Wolverine and UVU. Hope you have a great Martin Luther King week and a great life.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, do good and die great, everyone.
My name is Dalton Mahan. This is a podcast intended for students at the campus of Utah Valley University, Wolverine Buzz.